Hello, beautiful soul. My name is James Zander. Before we begin this episode, I invite you to download my free Mushroom Trip Checklist. This is a free PDF guide that dives into everything you need to know for your next psychedelic trip. What to do before your trip, during your trip, and after your psychedelic journey. Head over to mushroomchecklist.com to download it for free or use the link in the show notes. And now, enjoy this episode.
Life is a game of standards. What you get in life is determined by your standards. Your standards are on your body, your career, your environment, what you're willing to put up with, and also what your standards are for the kind of quality of life you want. This may sound simplistic, but I encourage you to look at an area where you're struggling in life and realize that the reason you're getting what you're getting in that area is because of the standards you hold, that your standards are actually too low in that area. Because if you truly had high standards, you would do every single thing in your power to change your situation. So if you've been stuck in a certain situation or a certain environment or a certain level of fitness or a certain level of money, it can only be because you have not raised your standards to the level where your current level becomes unacceptable. You have mentally made it acceptable to stay where you are. I find this really helpful when thinking about fitness, money, career, relationships, that's a big one, friendships, your social circle, every single thing in your life. Everything you're getting in your life is because of the standards you uphold. And so fitness is an amazing example. The body you have is entirely due to the standards you hold, because someone who is more fit has higher standards. If you woke up tomorrow 100 pounds heavier than you are now, you would immediately get yourself back in shape to your current level of fitness. Because your current identity, your current sense of self is very used to this body, your current level of fitness. And if overnight you woke up 100 pounds heavier, you would be in shock and you would also get yourself to the gym. You would do every single thing in your power to get back to your level of acceptable standards. But now we can reverse engineer that to a level of standards that's higher, that's beyond your current level. So if you currently don't have a six-pack and you think of someone who has a six-pack, we can look at what they eat and we can look at how much they work out, but the mental level that they're at, the actual reason why they're able to maintain that level of fitness is because they hold themselves to a higher standard in this area. And they might not hold themselves to a higher standard in other areas. Maybe they have an unfulfilling job, but they have a six-pack, right? So you can see how different areas of your life, you have different standards for what's acceptable to you. If you're currently living in your dream country, your dream city, congratulations. Your level of standard is high enough that you did not allow yourself to stay in your hometown or to stay in an environment that doesn't suit you. If you currently have a fulfilling job or a fulfilling business, that means your level of standard is high enough where you do not accept working for someone else, or you do not accept doing work that you don't enjoy. So everyone's level of standard is different and depends on your values. It depends on what you want. Not everyone wants a six-pack, but if you do and you currently don't have one, something is off with your standards. You are not holding yourself up to a higher standard. One thing I like to do is look at an area where I hold myself to very high standards and compare it to an area where I do not, and try to learn the lessons from my high standard area and apply them to my lower standards. So one area where I can be a bit of a perfectionist is my podcast, The James Zander Trip. I spend hours upon hours upon hours preparing, setting up the production, in post-production, editing, I make sure that my standards for the quality of that podcast is the highest it can be. Now, in other areas, I have slacked off and I have not had the same perfectionist mindset. One way I can look at that is to ask myself, how can I mentally raise my standards to such a degree that my current level is unacceptable? Not that you just have a goal to reach something, but that your current situation is unacceptable. The same way that if you woke up tomorrow 100 pounds heavier, it would be unacceptable to you. You wouldn't whine, complain, look for someone to blame. You would just do every single thing in your power to revert to your comfort zone, which is your current level of fitness. If tomorrow you woke up in a shack and with no mattress, for most people watching this video, that situation would be unacceptable for you. And you would quickly find a way to get yourself in a better environment. So try to look for ways of how you can raise your standards. How can you think about a certain area of your life in such a way that you just can't take it anymore? This is why people, often their transformation comes after a breakup. Often their transformation comes after they're fired. Often their transformation comes after they have a health crisis. Because in that moment of crisis, in that moment of being fired, in that moment of being heartbroken, you tell yourself, enough. Enough of this. I'm not going through this again. I am gonna raise my standards to such a degree that this situation not only does not repeat, but cannot even come into my life. This is why the people you surround yourself with influence you so much, whether you realize it or not, whether you're conscious of it or not. The people around you, the top 5 people, the top 10 people, who you listen to, who you hang out with, who you grab a coffee with, those people subconsciously influence your standards. If you hung out with people who were working out every single day and they were hardcore about it, they were bodybuilders, one of 2 things would happen. Either you would match their standards and you would start working out at their level with the same intensity, the same consistency, or you would stop hanging out with them. You literally could not keep hanging out with them in a meaningful capacity if your standards deviate. Like attracts like. And you've probably noticed this in your life. The people you surround yourself with, you have certain standards that they must match. Otherwise, the connection doesn't last. Or it's very surface level. It's very chit-chat. And you may have even noticed that certain people that you want to be friends with, you don't get that reciprocity because the other person does not recognize themselves in you. Something about the way that you're showing up is not matching their standards of the kind of person they want to hang out with. This is the truth of life, and this is how it's always going to be, is like attracts like. In the same way that you have like-minded friends, other people also want like-minded people around them. So if you want to up-level your life in fitness, in relationships, in environment, in any area of life, you have to start demanding more of yourself. You have to raise your standards. One way of doing that is by dreaming big and by having big goals and setting goals and setting intentions, and that's wonderful. Another way is to make your current intention, your current standards, your current way of life unacceptable. That when you look at your current habits, you say, no, no more. I'm going to raise myself. I'm going to raise my standards to such a degree that this quality of life is no longer acceptable. And so I want to wrap this video up by reminding you that every single thing in your life can only exist in your reality because you've accepted it. So the next time you complain about where you live or the price of things or how your time is being spent, realize that you are responsible. That if you had higher standards, that situation would literally not be able to come into your life. If you had higher standards, you would not for a second allow yourself to live in an environment that doesn't match your standards. Sometimes people say, well, I would improve my standards, but I don't have the resources. I don't have the money. And my answer to that is, if you had higher standards, you would figure out a way to earn that money. It's true. It's like I was talking about in the video earlier. If tomorrow you woke up and you were living in a shack and you were sleeping on the ground and you had no mattress and no pillow, you would very quickly probably get a job at Starbucks or McDonald's just to get yourself out of that situation. So you would find a way, is my point. And I want you to apply that logic to your relationships, to your partner, to your friends, to your level of fitness. Realize that in all those areas, you are accepting a certain quality of life. You are accepting a certain quality of friend. You are accepting a certain quality of partner. And I encourage you to keep raising your standards. This is the healthiest thing you can do. Always keep raising your standards. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And I'll see you in the next video.
This episode is sponsored by magicmush.ca. If you're looking for an online dispensary for magic mushrooms, mushroom chocolate, and other high-quality psychedelic products, head over to magicmush.ca and use the promo code James to get 25% off. Thank you for listening and have a beautiful trip. Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something today, and I hope this episode helped you in your psychedelic and spiritual journey. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy my other podcast, The James Zander Trip, where every week I bring a fascinating guest onto the podcast to dive into psychedelics, mindset, and spirituality. Search for The James Zander Trip on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or visit jameszandertrip.com. I recommend listening to the first episode, where I dive into ayahuasca with my friend Jacob and his wild experiences on psychedelics. And if you want to stay connected with me, join my free newsletter at jameszandertrip.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this episode, you might enjoy my brand new audio course, Unlock God Mode. Unlock God Mode is a 4-week experience where every day you'll get a 15-minute audio lesson that gives you frameworks, tools, and perspectives to upgrade your relationship with life. In the same way that mushrooms give you insights that help you up-level in the video game of life, I designed this course to do the same thing for you. I've compiled every lesson that I learned through psychedelics, through meditation, through my spiritual work, through life. I've put my best tools in this course so that no matter who you are, if you choose to go on this adventure with me, you're going to learn some amazing frameworks. You're going to learn to see life with new eyes. You will improve your relationship with life, and by extension, your life will improve. If you're interested in more details, go to jameszander.com/godmode or use the link in the show notes. Use the promo code SHROOMS for a special discount. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I deeply appreciate you. Feel free to reach out to me through my newsletter. Go to jameszander.com to sign up. I'd love to connect.